Hier ist Pi Radio. Es ist 15 Uhr.
Pi Radio. Wurz and Trotzdem.
Radio Connection ist ein Radioprogramm, das in Marzahn in Unterkünften für Geflüchtete mit BewohnerInnen und UnterstützerInnen entsteht. Radio Connection ist ein Kunst am Bauprojekt. Radio Connection.
Hello, this is Radio Connection. Due to Corona, we still produce our radio shows in home office. I'm Susanne, and today I have a guest in my home office. He's a musician, he plays bansuri, which is the Indian flute, and he plays together with many different musicians from all over the world. Hello, Vijay Kannan.
Hi, Susanne. Thanks for having me here. Ich kann ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen, aber ich denke, es ist besser für alle, wenn ich spreche nur im Englisch. Vielleicht manchmal im Deutsch, aber ich denke, es ist besser. So again, thanks a lot for having me today for this show. And for the people listening who know Tamil, Vanakkam. Nan Vijay Kannan.
This was a little hello in Tamil for all our listeners who speak Tamil. But now we start with your music. What's the first piece we are going to hear?
I'm basically a trained Indian classical Carnatic musician. I play the Indian classical flute, as Suzanne had told. So this is a piece called Breeze of Araby. So it's an ambient piece set to the Tanpura backing, and where I play the raga called Araby. So in Indian classical music, we have the modes of Indian classical music. It's called ragas. The raga is not only just a scale, but it's a little bit more than the scale. It has more to do with the emotions and the phrases which contribute to the beauty of the raga. So that is how the raga is defined like that. And now we'll be listening to a piece called Breeze of Araby. Thank you.
Radio Connection.
Vijay, you work in very different music projects, from classical Indian, South Indian music, Carnatic music, to dubstep and techno. Maybe you can tell us at first something about your classical background.
Basically, my father is Srirangam Kannan. He's a maul trommel.
Maul trommel.
So he's it's called Mor Singh in India, or Jew's harp in English, and maul trommel of Deutsch. So he's actually a very rare, beliebt musiker in Indian, South Indian classical music. So I come from that background. And so I was exposed to this Carnatic classical music. So from around the age of 6, I started learning Carnatic classical singing. So I'm a trained classical Carnatic singer. But I fell in love with the Indian flute. And so I picked it up and I started playing it on my own, and wherein I just tried to play whatever I know to sing. I tried to emulate the same thing in the flute. So that was my beginning. And because I had the opportunity to attend a lot of concerts, because my dad was playing concerts, it was always inspiring for me to see how the great flutist in South Indian classical music, like Dr. N. Ramani, was playing. And I used to pick up the nuances from listening and looking at how he was playing. And so I started playing the flute. My vocal guru was Trivandrum Sri Venkatraman. He is no more, but he was my vocal guru, and he trained me in Carnatic classical singing, and I'm really thankful to him for that. Thanks.
Can you explain a little bit more about the Carnatic music?
So the Carnatic music is the South Indian classical music. The Indian music, Indian classical music has the North Indian Hindustani music and the South Indian Carnatic classical music. But both the music styles have something called ragas, and which are like the scales, the modes of the Western classical. But this is a little bit more than that, because the Western classical music is more harmony-based music, and whereas the South Indian and the North Indian music is more melody-based music. The import is on melody and lyrics and the tune. Of course, this, it doesn't mean that the Western classical don't have tunes, but the import is more on many different instruments playing different harmonies together. That was how it was conceived, if I remember right, from what my understanding of Western classical music is. And in South Indian classical music, it was more to do with devotion and towards God, and more to do with elaborating and expressing the emotions through music, through lyrics, through melody, and through performing together in groups. And normally a scale of a raga, for example, the next piece is something which I compose. We'll listen to that. The raga is called Bilahari. So that raga goes like this. What I played is the scale of the raga, but this is not the raga. So the raga is little bit more, and it has the portamento, which the Western musicians and the classical musicians called, or which is similarly called gamaka in Carnatic and in Hindustani music. And the phrases which come, all these together form the raga. So the next piece is a composition called Bilahari Bounce, which actually I composed during the lockdown time in the last two months or so. This was a remote collaboration where I collaborated with some of my friends. One of my friends in the US, he was actually in the lockdown in the US that time in New York. And he played the kanjira. It's a trommel, a handheld trommel, a drum. And one of my other friend called Durai Srinivasan, he played in the violin, the Geiger, and he is based in India. The friend in the US, he is called Swaminathan Selva Ganesh. And one other friend of mine here, Sundar Nagarajan, he played the guitar. So I composed this piece and I arranged this. So it's called Bilahari Bounce. Thank you.
Did your music change when you came to Berlin 10 years ago?
Yeah, so in India, I had done my master's in electrical engineering at Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore, where I was playing in a band. It was a big band, actually, with a lot of singers, a lot of instrumentalists, guitarists, drummers. So that's where I was exposed to different instruments, and then how each instrument go hand in hand when we were doing covers of different Indian cinema songs and or Western classical songs and all these things. So it was where I started learning a bit more to listen to different instruments. And then when I came to Berlin, I had a lot of time in hand during the weekend. So I started experimenting with composing. I used to compose a bit, but now I started experimenting with arranging music for my compositions. This is where I came to, I fell in love with the classical Renaissance music. So from Beethoven to Tchaikovsky to Mozart. And then also I came to know about the EDM and the techno. So Berlin, when you talk about Berlin, you cannot not talk about techno. So I learned about the techno, the dubstep and EDM scene here. And so I started to think how I can understand these different genres of music from my Carnatic background. That has been a journey which has been really exciting for me, which has actually resulted in collaborations all over the world with different musicians of different background. And it's actually a very, very humbling experience, as well as an experience which makes me know or get to appreciate music as it is, and not just genres of music, but how music itself is a different language which connects people of different cultures and different backgrounds and different languages together. So that has actually been an eye-opening experience for me. So the song that we heard now is called Color of Passion. It is composed by a dear friend of mine who is a film composer in India called Balamurli Balu. It's based on a raga called Sudhadanyasi, and we mixed the elements of dubstep with this. So an EDM. It's called Color of Passion. Piece that we heard now, the Color of Passion, is a instrumental, Carnatic instrumental with dubstep and EDM. So another DJ in Kerala, a friend of mine called Roshan Shabu, and I, we discuss whether we can do something like a Carnatic, actual take a Carnatic, known Carnatic song, and do a dubstep on that. This song is called Maramanan. It's in raga called Hindolam and sung by another friend of ours. This is composed by a famous composer called Papanasam Sivan. So we took this song and then we made it a proper dubstep with a drop. So we are not going to play the full song, but we'll play till the drop to give you an idea how it is. Thank you.
And some songs you mixed Indian tradition with Western tradition, especially in the next song.
So the next song is actually again from the same composer, Papanasam Sivan. This is a song called Ennathavam Seidanai. This is about Lord Krishna and how the composer is addressing the mother of Krishna, how lucky she was to have the god as her son. So I was thinking if I could do a kind of a chamber string arrangement for this. And this is my attempt. So I'm not playing the entire song again. This is just the first stanza of the song which is played. This is called Ennathavam Seidanai.
Vijay, you also work as a composer and you arrange your music and you produce your music yourself. Can you tell us about this special work?
So yeah, after coming to Berlin, I started to arrange and produce my music. So the next song that you are going to hear is called Nine Steps. So my idea, whenever I compose, I try to set myself some challenges. This composition is called Nine Steps because it is based on a 9-8 time signature. So it has 9 beats per bar of the composition of the song. So this has a conversation. It is conceived as a conversation between 3 different flutes, bass and piano and guitar parts and all. I arranged for that. But I wanted to experiment as a odd time signature, which is not very common in classical music. So this is one of my earlier compositions from, I think, around 2013 or 14, I think.
Thank you.
Now we'll take a little break and listen to our new section, Short Report. For this show, we have a very pleasant subject. It's about the happiest moments in life.
Short Report.
Quelle est l'expérience la plus heureuse de ta vie?
Was ist die glücklichste Erfahrung deines Lebens?
Voilà, bonjour, voilà. Ben, je m'appelle Mérimouna, j'habite en France, Tourna, de 77 précisément, à Tournade.
Maïmouna, je voudrais te poser la question, quelle est l'expérience la plus heureuse de ta vie?
Alors, ma plus belle expérience, c'est la naissance de mes enfants, c'est-à-dire, c'est eux qui me donnent la force, le courage d'affronter toutes les difficultés. Ils me donnent la joie de vivre. Même quand je me sens mal, je pense à eux et après tout passe mieux. En fait, mes enfants, c'est toute ma vie.
Hallo, ich heiße Maïmouna und ich lebe in Frankreich, in dem Département 77. Meine schönste Erfahrung ist die Geburt meiner Kinder. Sie geben mir die Kraft und den Mut, allen Lebensschwierigkeiten entgegenzutreten. Sie schenken mir Lebensfreude. Auch wenn ich mich schlecht fühle, denke ich an sie und dann fällt mir alles leichter. Eigentlich sind meine Kinder mein Leben.
Ja, bonjour, je m'appelle Pierrot. Je vis à Grenoble en France et je suis ingénieur en mécanique.
Alors, nous en venons à la question. Quelle est l'expérience la plus heureuse de ta vie?
Alors, je pense que c'est une expérience qui dure depuis 4 ans maintenant. C'est, je dirais de façon générale, ma vie sociale à Grenoble. Donc, j'ai pas mal changé de ville dans ma vie, je me suis fait des amis un peu partout. Mais depuis que je suis à Grenoble, j'ai vraiment rencontré un groupe, je me suis fait un groupe d'amis. Très, très épanouissant et d'un peu tous les bords qui viennent du sport, qui viennent d'autre part, même un peu du boulot. Et je pense que c'est la chose qui m'a peut-être le plus épanoui dans ma vie, d'avoir vraiment tout un panel d'amis de tous horizons sur qui on peut compter tout le temps et avec qui on peut partager tous les moments justement les plus importants de sa vie.
Hallo, ich heiße Pierrot. Ich lebe in Grenoble, in Frankreich. Ich bin Maschinenbauingenieur. Was ist die glücklichste Erfahrung deines Lebens? Ich denke, dass es eine Erfahrung ist, die schon seit 4 Jahren andauert. Es ist, generell gesagt, mein soziales Leben in Grenoble. Ich bin in meinem Leben oft in eine andere Stadt umgezogen. Ungefähr überall habe ich Freundschaften geknüpft. Aber seit ich in Grenoble bin, habe ich mir einen sehr bereichernden Freundschaftskreis aufgebaut. Sie kommen von allen Lebensbereichen. Ich habe sie durch den Sport oder woanders kennengelernt. Manchen sogar auf der Arbeit. Und ich denke, dass es die Sache ist, wodurch ich mich am meisten entfaltet habe. Eine Gruppe aus Freunden aus allen Bereichen der Gesellschaft, auf die man sich stets verlassen kann und womit man die wichtigsten Momente seines Lebens teilen kann.
Bonjour, je suis Etal, j'ai 35 ans et je tiens à vous parler d'une de mes plus belles expériences, c'est l'expérience qui m'a à ce jour le plus marquée. C'était avec mon petit frère qui est décédé à l'âge de 21 ans et qui avait un cancer des ganglions. On a passé des mois à ses côtés. Il n'a jamais été seul, mais il avait perdu le sourire, il était affaibli. Et un jour, alors que j'étais vraiment épuisée parce que j'avais passé 3 jours, 3 nuits à l'hôpital sans vraiment dormir. Je me suis réveillée, mais étant un peu maladroite, je me suis emmêlée les pinceaux, enfin bref, je me suis écroulée, je suis tombée, j'ai tout fait tomber dans,
dans sa chambre d'hôpital et là, il s'est mis à rire au déclin. Mais un vrai rire, vraiment, il a ri et ce moment-là, alors que j'essayais de me relever, que j'étais un peu vexée, qu'il se moquait de moi, finalement, j'étais vraiment très heureuse de voir enfin sourire, oublier sa maladie et communiquer quelque chose de joyeux avec moi. J'étais vraiment... Et si je devais donc parler d'une de mes plus belles expériences heureuses, en tout cas, ce serait celle-là. Parce que même s'il est parti, même s'il nous a quittés, j'aurais toujours ce souvenir-là qu'un jour, on a eu ce moment-là, un de ces beaux moments qui ont fait que on a oublié un petit peu la maladie, les douleurs. C'était une très belle expérience.
Ich bin Setan und bin 35. Ich möchte Ihnen eine meiner schönsten Erfahrungen berichten. Die Erfahrung, die mich bisher am stärksten geprägt hat. Es war mit meinem kleinen Bruder, der mit 21 gestorben ist. Er hatte einen Lymphknotenkrebs. Wir haben Monate an seiner Seite verbracht. Er war nie allein. Aber er hatte das Lächeln verloren. Er war geschwächt. Eines Tages, als ich richtig erschöpft war, weil ich 3 Tage und 3 Nächte ohne richtigen Schlaf im Krankenhaus verbracht hatte, bin ich erwacht. Da bin ich ein bisschen ungeschickt gestolpert und hingefallen. Dabei habe ich in dem Krankenzimmer alles umgeworfen. Und dann fängt er an, laut zu lachen. Aber ein echtes Lachen. Er hat gelacht und in diesem Moment, als ich probierte, wieder aufzustehen, ein wenig beleidigt, dass er sich über mich lustig machte, war ich schließlich richtig glücklich, ihn wieder lächeln zu sehen. Endlich lächeln, endlich seine Krankheit vergessen und etwas Fröhliches mit mir kommunizieren. Also, wenn ich über eine meiner schönsten Erfahrungen sprechen soll, eine glückliche Erfahrung, das wäre diese. Auch wenn er von uns gegangen ist, uns verlassen hat, ich werde immer diese Erinnerung haben, dass wir eines Tages diesen Moment erlebt haben. Einer dieser schönen Momente, wodurch wir die Krankheit und die Schmerzen ein bisschen vergessen haben. Es war eine sehr schöne Erfahrung.
Radio Connection.
You're listening to Radio Connection, and today I have a guest in my home studio, Vijay Kannan. He's a musician from India. He plays flute. We were talking about how do you produce your own music. Can you talk about that?
From the aspect of production, music production, I'm still learning. But for many of the compositions, either if it is my own composition or if it is a composition from some of the other great composers from Indian classical music or any other kind of music, I try to incorporate the different elements which I have come across in different genres of music and try to compose for those kind of instruments. The next piece is actually a very good example. It's actually a composition from Saint Thyagaraja. He's one of the greatest Carnatic music composers. This I envisioned as a complete fusion piece. It's a fusion of Carnatic classical singing with Carnatic improvisational aspects fused with drums and trap elements and stuff like that with my two really good friends. The singer is Uma Ram. She runs the website called Raga Surabhi, actually, and she's a very good friend of mine, and she has sung it. And one of my very dear friends, S.G. Balakrishna Rao, he is based in Stuttgart. Uma is based in France, and so we did a remote collaboration, and this is a complete Carnatic fusion piece.
Rama, Brova, Bharama.
Perform sometimes in bars here in Berlin. What kind of music do you play there?
So yeah, currently I'm playing with some really good friends of mine in a couple of bands. One is called Ansan Ensemble with Siamak Doron and Matan Goldstein. And that is a Iranian fusion rock, jazz, blues, you name it all. It's a kind of a mixture of all these things with Persian poetry and all this stuff. And then the other band is Yatra with Raimund, Doron and Lorenzo. So that's an instrumental band. But before this, I got opportunities to play with a really good friend of mine called Yo-Yo Rome. He's quite popular as a, and he has organized a lot of concerts here in a bar. And when he requested that, invited me to play, then I thought, okay, let me take this as a challenge to compose some really Western pop kind of pieces, Western fusion kind of pieces, where I wrote the lyrics in English and then I produced the music. And this is an example of that. This song is called Deep in This Ocean. Yeah, it has really pop kind of elements. It's the lyrics are quite a little bit philosophical. I have sung this, so let us listen to that.
Deep in this ocean, we stand all alone, trying to find a reason as we go round and round. We dream half our lives away, every night and every day. We are filled with desires as we wish our lives away. Deep in this ocean, as we stand all alone, you that take just a moment to see the magic all around. We dance to the same tunes every day, week, every year. We are led by our ego, losing all reasons to cheer. We remember all the mistakes that not turned our friend to foe. We have forgotten to forgive, as we forget all that we did. Let's take a moment to realize what we become. Deep in this ocean, as we go round and round.
DJ, you've already published several albums. What's the next album you're working on?
I have released quite a few ambient raga elaboration albums called Haunting Bamboo, which is on meditation music and for music for studying, and Enchpant music. I have been working on a different kind of an album called Beauty of Ragas. The next piece is from this album. And it's called Hints of Bilahari. The Bilahari is something, is a raga which you heard before, in Bilahari bones before. And this Hints of Bilahari is actually a folk kind of a song. I have fused elements of Indian folk singing, particularly in the backwaters of Kerala, how people sing Yelelo when they are driving the boats. So this album is actually where I try to explore the beauty of ragas by mixing different genres and different forms of Indian classical, Indian folk, Western classical, Western folk, and Western elements also. So this is called Hints of Bilahari from my upcoming album Beauty of Ragas.
You often mix different music styles in your songs. Please tell us, what's the mixture of the next song?
The next song is actually a mix of North Indian Hindustani classical music, South Indian Carnatic music, with rock, as envisioned with a rock perspective, and also a little bit of Jewish wedding music, so where I have incorporated Havana Gila and so. So this is called Albela Rock Perspective. This features a very good friend of mine, Krish Ashok. He has played the guitar and played the violin, which has been modified to sound like a lead guitar in this one.
I'm
Before we listen to the next song, which is a traditional Carnatic song, we have to say goodbye to our listeners. You can find some links to Vijay's music on our website www.radioconnection-berlin.de. We hope you have enjoyed the show and you will be back to Radio Connection next Thursday. Vijay, thanks a lot for coming. It was very interesting talking to you. Thank you for the music. And I cross my fingers that concerts will be possible again very soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, Suzanne. It was so lovely to be here today to discuss music and about general stuff with you. And also thanks for the interview and thanks for the good food. Please, the last piece is actually a recording from the concert that I played here with my friends Aarti and Balakrishna. Balakrishna is a mridangist from Stuttgart. So we had performed a proper Carnatic classical concert in Berlin Raga Tribe. So this is a piece from that concert. So thanks a lot for having me. Thanks for listening, all of you. Then viel Spaß and bleibt gesund. Ja. Dankeschön.
Teli si rama chindana to rama mu. 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 Mama.